Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius defended herself today against criticism from congressional Republicans about calls she made to outside organizations in support of a group promoting implementation of the health care law. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News covered the House hearing. She joined us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
According to the Secretary, she had made a total of 5 calls on behalf of Enroll America, including to 3 companies that HHS does regulate. What was the nature of the calls?
2 of the phone calls, then these were made to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and to the taxpayer H&R Block, were to ask for funding to help Enroll America. The other 3 calls were made to Johnson & Johnson, Ascension Health, which is a Catholic health care system, and the insurer, Kaiser Permanente. But the Secretary said those calls were simply to discuss the efforts of Enroll America, but she did not solicit money from those 3 groups.
Are Republicans upset about the entirety of the calls, or the fundraising aspect, or the piece where she was talking to companies that HHS does regulate?
Prior to today's hearing, Republicans had been talking a lot about these calls, questioning whether or not they were appropriate. One senator called it the Sebelius shakedown, and they said, how could the head of HHS be calling entities she regulates and asking for money? But today, when the secretary made it clear that she did not ask for money from companies she regulates, and the Republicans came back and asked a lot of specific questions about who did you call and what did you ask for, today's hearing seemed to be more of a fact-finding mission to find out exactly what happened.
And what was her legal defense for the calls?
She points to something called the Public Health Service Act, and it's been around since 1976, that in her view and in the legal view of officials at HHS, gives her the perfect authority to reach out to groups and to try to get funds to help implement laws that benefit public health.
And did Republicans point to other laws that may suggest otherwise?
They didn't point to other laws that suggest otherwise, but they do say that they just question whether or not it makes sense for someone in her position to reach out to companies that, even if you're not asking for money, is it appropriate for her to call an entity she regulates? Does it create some sort of expectation that they have to give money? But she was very clear that she did not make those fundraising calls.
And is there any precedent for this type of call by a cabinet secretary?
If you look back in 2003, the Medicare prescription drug law passed that added prescription drug coverage to the Medicare program. As that law rolled out in 2005, 2006, there were a lot of efforts from HHS secretaries and that administration, Tommy Thompson and Mike Leavitt, to try to get pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies to participate and help fund outreach efforts. And the secretary today was very candid. She said that she knew and others knew, even when the health law was passed, that the government wouldn't have enough money on its own to implement it, and that she's talking to anyone who will listen about trying to make sure that Americans who qualify for the health laws exchanges or for the Medicaid expansion know about it and enroll in it.
And at the end of the hearing, was there a sense of where does this controversy go from here? Will, as you just suggested, will she continue making these types of calls? What's next?
I think that she will. I mean, she was asked that by a reporter on the way out. She said that she would continue to try to raise money to implement the Affordable Care Act. And in a way, you know, she has a statutory obligation to do so. The administration has come to Capitol Hill. They've asked for additional money. Republicans on Capitol Hill do not want to give additional money to implement the health care law. And the Department of Health and Human Services has talked about how they've moved funds around within their purview to fund the law, but more will be needed. And I get absolutely no sense that she'll stop doing this.
Okay. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. Thank you. I'm Jackie Judd.